Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. I forget the day of the week so quickly. July 15th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today, as we hope host an open line Monday. Actually, I have one specific thing I want to talk about, to interrogate, to read into the record. Right, because I'm uncomfortable with it. And I wanted the listening audience to go down this road with me. Right? I need to get my phone so I can read some things. Right? Read some things. Because I am uneasy. Let me do that right now. Just turn on my phone. Because I am uneasy. Now, it's open line Monday. So that means you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I want you to follow me on several conversations that on one theme, one wicket, right? And I want to have a conversation about this situation that our Royal Bahamas Police Force finds itself in, right? I want to analyze that, and I find the quote what I typed recently. And let me read this. July 10th was our anniversary celebration of our 51st year of being independent from the colonizer, from the United Kingdom, right? It's the 50th anniversary was a prideful event. We were proud about our accomplishments and how far we have marched from. When people thought that we couldn't make it, we would collapse and falter. We prove, despite the hiccups, we prove that we are able to govern ourselves. But I wrote this on 2 days ago. That's supposed to be July 11th, maybe. Anyway, it says, in the middle of the Bahamas' Independence Day celebration, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas announced to the world that they are seeking international assistance to ensure honesty and fairness in the investigation of Chief Superintendent Johnson from the United Kingdom Scotland's Yard. 50 plus 1 year of independence from the colonizers for self-determination. And the Bahamas opted to request assistance from a country thousands of miles away, in contrast to asking the U.S. that is only 30 miles away, who already conducts intel on the going-ons in the Bahamas. The mentality we have in this country is of hustlers, of scavengers who have no desire to protect our integrity, no desire to protect our manhood, and no desire to protect our character. We don't think about the implications of these things. We should have gone someplace else, anywhere else other than the people we willingly fought to be free from. National pride is a must. Being independent, and even if it is paramount, we do ourselves a disservice regarding our national psyche. And I said all of this is because I'm uncomfortable with our Prime Minister urging our police force, our Commission of Police, to seek outside help. Now, I believe that this investigation should not be done by the police force. this investigation is going to be done by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Let me confirm who's going to be heading this investigation. Let me make sure I get the right name. All right. Okay. I can speak on that. SIB. SIB, which is a branch, in quotes, of the CID, which was once led and headed by the accused. I'm not sure if he's accused yet. He's just having investigations off. And I got to be careful with these words I use, right? But my point is, the senior police officer and the officers who was investigating him are colleagues. They are intimately involved because they gone into the trenches. They go into, you know, when you, what do they call that exploit when police go in investigations? Especially that the crime unit was dropped from helicopters and thing. Yeah, we saw SWAT. Yeah.
SWAT.
They when you go to a SWAT team and you go in the bushes and hide, right? You get close and be bonded with your fellow police officers. You are now family. You have a link. And I am uneasy with SIB doing this investigation. The Prime Minister, let me give this to you, Aaron. Thank you for coming back. I want you to read that for me soon. Okay. All right? I believe as an independent country that we have had options. We have had options to ask our fellow Caribbean people. Surely they have competent people who could come and investigate. And surely that would show that we are independent and that we are a CARICOM nation and believe in the powers that be. We don't need to find an Anglo government to help police ourselves. Not yet, Aaron. I'm still setting up my show. I would have been uneasy if we had gone to the United States as well, because there's no need. Especially when both of these countries have issues policing themselves. They have issues with their own police systems. I see the public is crying that they do not believe. They do not believe or have confidence in our Royal Bahamas Police Force. In fact, there's a census. Let me go back to my page again so I can see who did this census. Let me do a search. There is a census that 90% of the population, let me see who did it, believes that there is not going to be a fair investigation. There's not going to be a fair... This was done by Eyewitness News, a poll. And the poll says, do you have confidence that allegations of police misconduct will be thoroughly investigated as the Commissioner of Police assured? I read it again. The poll says, do you have confidence that the allegation of police misconduct will be thoroughly investigated, as the Commissioner of Police said. 90% of the people who were polled said no. They have no confidence, absolutely no confidence, that this is going to be investigated properly and thoroughly. And 10% says yes. We have a problem. Now, this is the time I want you to read now, Aaron. The headlines in National Guardian, which they say the date and everything for me. Right?
Friday, July the 12th, 2024. Yes.
When the headline says, PM urge outside help in CID probe. And I want to read this in the record because I'm going to stop and interrogate it. And I want the listening audience to help me interrogate it by asking, what exactly does that mean? Go ahead, Aaron.
It was Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis's recommendation to Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda to involve international partners in the investigation into voice recordings about alleged corruption in the Criminal Investigation Department of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. The Office of the Prime Minister said yesterday.
And pause right there. Initially, I thought it was a Commission of Police. I mean, and mind you, in a press conference earlier, it says the COP, the Commission of Police, said that he reached out to both the United States and U.S. authorities. So I thought this was done. It was a done deal. He did it on his own inclination, or for whatever reason, reached out to United Kingdom and the U.S. They didn't say which agencies, but he said he reached out. Finished reading that. But now we're hearing that is the Office of the Prime Minister. In fact, the Prime Minister who urged the Commission of Police. Go ahead.
Quote, the Prime Minister strongly recommended to the Commissioner that international partners be considered to assist with the investigation, OPM said when asked about the matter.
And I have issue with the word strongly recommend. There's only one person inside the Bahamas who can arrest a prime minister. Let me repeat that. There's only one person in the Bahamas who could arrest a prime minister, which is the commissioner of police. That's why he's a constitutionally instituted position, right? He can prorogue the house and go martial law, whatever it is. And the provost general, that's what I think they call it.
Provost. P-R-O-V-O-S-T.
Thanks.
Marshal.
And so the idea that he's being directed by a prime minister makes me question whether the post of commissioner, whether the police force is in fact independent. Or is it an arm of a political party?
Of the executive?
Of the executive, that they can direct him to say, hey, I want you to investigate that. I want you to do this. And when I strongly recommend things to you, your job is just to do.
Because here's my thing. If it had said the PM recommended to the commissioner that international partners be considered, right? I'm cool with that because the commissioner said, sir, say less. I already called it by them.
But apparently he didn't say that.
When you add the strongly recommended.
That's directed.
Like why you had to strongly recommend it? Like if you had just put it on the table, everybody would have said, yeah, I already have the numbers here. I'm getting ready to call as soon as you leave the office. I tried to call them before you came. Strongly recommended suggested that wasn't the course of action on the table.
If I'm not mistaken, Erin, when the prime minister was interviewed initially, before the office of the prime minister issued this response, the word the prime minister used, if I'm not mistaken, was directed. Now let's put that word directed.
Well, the prime minister used the word?
I'm trying to say, I'm almost certain. I mean, I'm willing to risk and gamble that I heard the word directed. The prime minister used the word directed.
Because when we read this quote, the prime minister strongly recommended to the commissioner. That's coming from the OPM's office.
Yes.
The OPM used that language.
And do you ever watch that? What that show is where, I forget the show, it's come on TV. But Pope. Olivia Pope. You ever watch that Scandal? And Olivia Pope come in.
I know of it.
And they come and explain what the leader is talking about. I think an Olivia Pope person realized the mistake that was made, that word directed. And say, no, we got to fix that word. And we'll put strongly what recommended.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is happening. I believe there's a gaffe. I believe there's a gaffe. But I don't believe the prime minister can direct the commissioner of police. Can't direct about nothing.
You're right.
Can't direct. See, we got to understand what words mean and what is happening in our country.
We need to understand how the Westminster system functions. What is expected in it, so that when we see behavior or actions or statements that seem odd, we can determine whether they actually are in line with the Constitution and what is provided within, or if they falter or they askew, they are askance from the Constitution.
I want to continue to read, but once upon a time, I critique the Commissioner of Police and said certain things, certain awards he cannot accept. Mm-hmm. Right? Because he cannot be seen to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if our commissioner of police can be friends with the prime minister.
He can't even be friends. He can't even be seen to be friends with the prime minister.
In fact, he can't even campaign. If he ever decide to do a campaign he can't even campaign.
You mean like how John Pinder was the director of labor and was still, he was campaigning internally within the party, and then when he got the nomination, he's still director of labor and he is campaigning for the FNMC?
Not within our Westminster system.
Right.
See, something that such would be construed illy. So, like I said, our commissioner of police need to be independent. And he and the prime minister can be seen as being friends or have a social camaraderie because his job is to police the country. But continue reading.
I just want to make the point that in a small island developing state where you cannot avoid conflicts of interest, you must have and treat with respect mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest transparently and openly.
But anyway, I still believe an Olivia Pope type thing happened and the Office of Prime Minister came and corrected the word directed. But I could be mistaken. Continue reading that.
Quote, given that RBPF is independent, the Prime Minister cannot direct the investigation. But based on the Commissioner's announcement last Friday, the recommendation was taken into consideration and pursued the Prime... Okay, we go into page... 3 The Prime Minister indicated recently that he spoke to the Commissioner about the matter.
It seems,
close quotes.
Seems as if the Commission was called in. Let me tell you how this can go. And I ain't easy with that. It just seems to me. But I ain't easy if that happened. Let me tell you how this can go.
See, because I could accept this. You book a meeting with the Commissioner. We talk about the matter. And I put a checklist on the table. I'm OPM, right? Or whoever in OPM, I put a checklist. I say, hey, this is my checklist. These are all the things that I would do if I were responsible for this investigation. Do you have a checklist? You want to look at my checklist. Is that okay? Is that interfering with the independence and the authority of the Commissioner?
We have a system of government, right, mm-hmm. where union bosses circumvent the minister, where government agencies circumvent the minister and the operations and say, man, I go into the boss, I go into the prime minister. Then the prime minister makes a pronouncement saying, to hell with what the minister said. This is what's going to happen. This first amongst equals, I'm going to tell you how this is about is going to happen. And I am suggesting, I am concerned whether such is happening within our independent police force. I'm just saying, I'm putting the question
in. But wouldn't the Prime Minister have a word with the Minister of National Security? And then the Minister of National Security...
We have a culture...
Bring in where state resources to ensure that all of the possible strategies have been identified?
We have a culture where the Prime Minister's ultimate authority and the only person who's supposed to police him would have been the Commissioner of Police. And again, it seems as if they are boys. And I am concerned about that. I am concerned about that. But continue reading there for me, Erin.
All right. On Monday, Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda announced that the Security and Intelligence Branch of the force was overseeing an investigation into the voice recordings, which were leaked online by a whistleblower on Facebook last week.
Let me pause there. Who is going to lead this investigation so far, Erin, according to the newspaper?
Security and Intelligence Branch of the force was overseeing an investigation into the voice recordings.
So SIB is going to be in charge of this police investigation, and I want to make sure the listening audience knows who is going to be doing this investigation. Continue.
Fernanda said international entities from the U.S. and U.K. will also assist in the investigation to ensure the probe is, quote, independent, impartial, and fair, close quotes.
And let's interrogate that. Are they going to be doing the investigation, or they will just be there to make sure the integrity? What has he said? Repeat it again. I want to understand what these international bodies, if they come in, what their responsibility will be.
All right. Fernanda said international entities from the U.S. and U.K. will also assist in the investigation to ensure the probe is, quote, these are Fernanda's words, quote, independent, impartial, and fair, close quote.
So they have three things that they're going to be doing. They're going to be assisting in the investigation to make sure the investigation is what again?
Independent.
That's so they're going to be making sure that they ain't going to be doing the investigation of the matter, but they're going to be investigating to make sure that the investigation is independent.
Impartial.
That the investigation is not biased.
And fair.
And the investigation is fair. That's their three jobs right there. Their job, the objective. That's what they're coming down to the Bahamas to do.
Quote, rest assured, the investigation is being vigorously pursued, close quotes, he said.
So I'm assuming that the investigation has already started?
Yes.
Is the foreign people here yet?
I don't know. Maybe we find that out later in the article.
Okay, let's hear.
Quote, it will not disappear out the back door, close quotes.
What about the investigation about the missing files? What that file is?
Oban?
Oban.
Hold on, wait. Oh, I didn't hear
about that no more.
Did you mean the 2018, the report into the 2018 fire that was leaked, and then now it appears as if nobody could find a report to report on it?
Or see, it's so many things that we still waiting on the commission to come back to, right? So I used to taste good, just abandoned. But I appreciate he reassuring.
No.
You won't appreciate he reassuring you?
Not like that. Don't reassure. You're not reassuring me like that.
I felt there's confident that he has something.
There's a better way to say it. Because what is implied? What is implied is you know things is go missing out the back door, but not this one.
Not this one
ain't gonna go that way. I just saying I would never ever say it like that again if it was my place to say it.
I just saying, go ahead, continue reading.
Last Friday, after the recordings went viral, Fernanda announced that Chief Superintendent Michael Johnson, who headed CID, had gone on garden leave pending the investigation. While on leave, he will receive his full pay and benefits.
Good for him. No, I have no problem with that.
I mean, those are words. Those are words.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The recordings purportedly involve a man identified as a wanted suspect named Mikey. They purportedly reveal the man in separate conversations attempting to negotiate with two men about turning himself in and what it would cost for him to be released after he is questioned.
Read that again. I'm sorry. I missed up.
The recordings purportedly involve a man identified as a wanted suspect named Mikey.
That's one person.
They purportedly reveal the man in separate conversations attempting to negotiate with two men.
Two different men he was negotiating with?
About turning himself in and what it would cost for him to be released after he is questioned.
So it seems as if whatever the situation is, they believe this Mikey person have money. And that he can negotiate and spend money.
Why you use the word money? Nothing in here say money. It just says...
They save dollar value.
No.
They didn't say money?
No.
Negotiate and do what?
Attempting to negotiate with two men about turning himself in and what it would cost for him to be released.
Costs money.
Okay. Yeah. If I were a lawyer, I would... I'm just saying those are words, and that's one meaning.
Yeah, friends read that.
The Facebook user who shared the recordings and has shared other alleged acts of corruption in the force was shot inside his Florida apartment on Monday night as he was streaming live on Facebook.
These things happen. Go ahead.
Those are also words. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe told The Guardian on Sunday he is confident the police can manage the investigation. Quote, I have confidence in the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
I had confidence until I find police is being extorting money. I have no confidence no more.
Those are words.
See the police.
Those are words. I don't know what they mean. I tell you what.
And in a previous report, the Commissioner of Police indicated that one person cannot stop a case from going forward. It had to take multiple levels, multiple persons. However, if that is true, and the case did stop, that means multiple people and multiple levels are involved. So when the Minister of National Security say he is confident, I don't know how far it goes up and how far it goes down and who all got part of this supposed payment. And those people you're telling me who may be a part of the supposed payment is now a part of the investigation, and I must be confident? No, man. That don't make no sense to me. I'm supposed to be sensible.
He didn't tell you must be confident. Quote, I have confidence in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Close quotes, Monroe said. Quote, if they require any assistance, it is the police who will determine that.
So it's not the Prime Minister to determine it. It's the police who will determine if they need some assistance. And it was strongly recommended that they, Lord, it was strongly recommended by the Prime Minister that they get assistance. But they had confidence that they could do it. Go ahead. See, just mix up talking, man. Go ahead, Aaron. Finish reading.
Quote, it will not be driven by politicians.
Is the Prime Minister a politician?
Yes.
But if he strongly, just continue reading. I just don't understand, man. Go ahead.
The order is that the police do policing. And so if they feel they need something, they will make the request.
I remember under a different administration when two politicians were involved intimately inside a case till a judge had to scold them. And we're seeing the same type of thing again. I mean, I'm just saying, it just looks similar. I ain't saying exactly, it just looks similar. But go ahead.
I thought we was going to start talking about conference tables. Those are also words.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, it is not for us to seek to direct them in what to do. That will be completely incorrect.
Let's say that. It's not for who?
It is not for us.
Politicians.
To seek to direct them in what to do.
And they, someone already directing them, strongly recommending, but it's not for them to see? You see what I mean? But go ahead. Go ahead.
So here's what I'm saying.
Someone mix up.
No, here's what I'm saying, right? Like if one day you wake up and they find me dead, right? And in the paper they say we're going to investigate it. And then you see in the paper the prime minister, he strongly recommends that you take it seriously. You're going to say, well, this is political interference. You shouldn't take it seriously because the prime minister is strongly recommending you do, and he doesn't have the place to do that?
Only if the prime minister gave me my job. But if the prime minister didn't give me my job, I can ignore him. If the prime minister had any influence with any kind of settlement, I would ignore him. But if he did, I would have to follow him.
I like the words in this article. I don't. Where did you get these words from?
I don't. You just need to read.
I can read it from the article. Quote. I'm going to repeat that article. Repeat what we just read.
Yeah,
quote,
read it.
It is not for us to seek to direct them in what to do. That will be completely incorrect.
Incorrect.
They're the law enforcement professionals, and if they feel they need anything, they will make a request, as they've done in the past.
Yet people strongly recommend it, and you're yielding.
The police are very good at policing. There's this allegation that the commissioner spoke to, and he will speak to it, I believe, tomorrow. And that is their job to do it, and it's our job to support them. You mean the politicians?
I'm not sure if you mean the politicians or if you mean us. But we have a poll where 90% of the Bahamians have absolutely no confidence. We write them off. I'm just saying. That's what the poll said.
It's our job to support them. I have confidence in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Close quotes.
How much time do you recommend that the Minister of National Security resign?
Let's count today, 75.
Yeah, we don't have the confidence in the person who's speaking. I just said, we recommended that you leave too. But anyway, not just us.
Yeah,
no confidence in you.
Don't even include Nuri. He's just talking about what I be doing.
There you go. Every other day we recommend that he resign.
Quote, the matter was brought to my attention when I was abroad. I forwarded it to the Commissioner of Police, and I saw a statement that he issued that they are minded to address it.
Imagine, the Minister of National Security know something before the Commissioner of Police. And nobody's alarmed that the person who supposed to have his pulse on the entire nation getting things secondary, but via the politicians.
Using short spotter.
That's what it is. Eh?
Yeah.
You get that sense that, you know, when you have spidey senses, and your spidey senses start alerting and say, hey, commish, I get things which you ain't know about. Nobody in your police office can know about this.
Do you remember under the Menace administration, do you remember that scene captured on video where the prime minister, Menace, was about to attend a formal government function?
Mm-hmm.
He is viewed by the camera walking into the foyer of a building. Mm-hmm. It's like the long hallway. One side, flanking one side, was the commissioner. The other side was the commodore, I think. Or they may have been on the same side, but they were at attention, right? This is a formal procedure. Prime minister's walking in. And then the prime minister paused and looked at the commander.
Commander of the boat.
And asked him if y'all still breaking up all our boats?
Mm.
I don't know if you remember the umbrage I took with that,
mm-hmm.
how upset I was about that, mm-hmm. and pointed out the risk of deteriorating, not just the fine balance between the prime minister and the independent bodies he appoints, right?
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the independence of the office. Not just that fine balance, but the tension that exists between the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, even if it's only among the lower officers, and whether the prime minister understood how serious that unserious moment was,
yeah.
and how it expressed or reflected a disregard or a disrespect for the office held by not just the commodore, but the commissioner himself?
I hear all that, and I agree. But I want to make sure you understand, the Minister of National Security got intel that there's corruption on the police force, in quotes, according to what's written there, before the Commissioner of Police knew about it.
Suspicion.
And hold on. The video, I assume he gets, read that again. Let me make sure I interpret it right.
Okay. Quote, the police are very good at policing. That's there's this allegation that the commissioner spoke to, and he will speak to it, mm-hmm. I believe, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that is their job to do it, and it is our job to support them. I have confidence in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, close quotes.
Yes, go ahead.
Monroe said he was out of the country when he learned of the matter.
Pause again and say it again. One more time. What did Monroe say?
He was out of the country when he learned of the matter.
That means because we all...
Hold on, Aaron.
The entire country learned of the matter because it's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
This man, the foreign boy, the Haitian Bahamian boy, posted it and it gone viral all of a sudden. But there was no local police who got that information. It went abroad to the Minister of National Security. And he said, my God, I need to call back to Nassau. Commissioner, you see this? No, I see that. What you talking about?
But that's not where I was sticking the pin.
I was sticking the pin
I was just making sure that we place the word suspicion of corruption.
It's suspicion.
But you got to put the word allegation or suspicion in front of the corruption.
Who made the allegations? We just listened to the video. That's where we are now. Allegations came afterwards.
I just want to make sure they know that we put the suspicion and the alleged where it was supposed to be.
I understand. Continue.
Quote, the matter was brought to my attention when I was abroad. I forwarded it to the Commissioner of Police, and I saw a statement that he issued that they are minded to address it. Close quotes, end of article.
Hold on. What minded to address it means?
That's something that Mr. Monroe says. And I'm not quite sure continue saying it.
Who is minded to address it? Or what is it being implied there? Who is minded to address it?
They're considering?
And who is considering addressing it?
Commissioner of Police?
So the Minister of National Security is saying that who will be minded?
You absolutely... Let's read the sentence again.
Yeah, let me read that again.
I forwarded it to the Commissioner of Police, and I saw a statement that he issued that they are minded to address it. So I imagine when they say they are minded, it means the Royal Bahamas Police Force under the leadership of the Commissioner of Police.
That they're going to be minded to address it.
Yeah.
I still don't need to put the word minded, but that could be a legal term.
Right. You mean they are reminded to address it? Like we had to look at you, okay, take this seriously now.
They mean minded. That's what it's minded.
Or what we should infer is that he is saying that they are taking it seriously.
I think it could be a legal term. So I got a slide. Continue reading, man.
That's it. That's the end of the article.
Now let me ask you some questions.
Me?
Why not? Because you just follow the news.
Okay.
Just simple news.
Okay.
No, the Commissioner of Police on Friday or Thursday made an announcement that two different agencies planned he already contacted.
Right.
Later on, the Prime Minister
and
the officer of, at least the Prime Minister, I didn't have that article. I wish I had that article where the Prime Minister got interviewed, right? Said that one particular group coming. What particular group is coming to help us that you know of?
Well, I've heard three different groups' names being bandied about.
No, are we talking about the Prime Minister now?
I don't
know. Only one group. Only one group. The Prime Minister said he is having the Ministry of Foreign Affairs draw up documents to get assistance.
I just would like to put this disclaimer out there that while I'm aware of this story, I'm still trying to figure out if the police could cause other police to follow traffic controls. This is such a high-level thing. I worried about whether the police they're supposed to stop at stop signs.
I hear that. Let me stay focused.
Okay. Okay, so Prime Minister Davis. I'm searching. Give me the search words.
It was Prime Minister Davis announced that Scotland Yard. I can say the word.
But I was going to tell you who the three entities.
No, the only one entity Prime Minister called.
Okay.
The rest of the entities were spinning out by propagandists. We hear that. We hear Scotland Yard, and I didn't look for that article. I didn't read the article, but I know Scotland Yard was mentioned. I didn't hear nothing but no FBI or anything, but for sure, Scotland Yard coming.
Okay. Police probe calls in Scotland Yard. That's Nassau Tribune 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Loop Caribbean News, Bahamas. Scotland Yard called to help in probe involving senior cop.
Let's pause. You see, only one place calling them. I hear the Commissioner of Police saying two places he reached out to, but one place is being called. I see you call. I said, come on now. We can finish this right now. Go ahead. Any part that you can read?
Yeah, I will go to the Tribune article. Mm-hmm. 3 days ago. It is loading right now. All right, here we go. Police probe calls in Scotland Yard 3 days ago, Nassau Tribune. The Royal Bahamas Police Force has formally asked the Minister of Foreign Affairs to send diplomatic notes requesting Scotland Yard's help investigating voice notes that purport to capture a quid pro quo arrangement involving a senior police officer and a gang leader, according to a senior Davis administration official.
Let's pause. What all agencies so far you hear?
Scotland Yard.
How many agencies you hear?
One.
Okay, and who is... What ministry is now reaching out to these people?
Foreign Affairs.
Okay, that's making sure I understand what's happening. Go ahead.
Okay. Read that text while I read the rest of this article.
Go ahead.
We continue to read from the article, Police Probe Calls in Scotland Yard, 3 days ago, Nassau Tribune. The United Kingdom's Metropolitan Police is the force responsible for policing Greater London. It is one of the largest and oldest police forces in the United Kingdom. The request for its help comes after Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said on Tuesday night that international assistance would ensure, quote, an actual independent review, close quotes.
Say it again. Read that part again.
The request for its help comes after Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said on Tuesday night that international assistance would ensure.
Ensure, because the local one ain't insured.
Quote, an actual independent review, close quote.
An actual independent review.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I'm still uneasy with foreign entities, especially colonizers, telling us how to police ourselves, especially when we have the Caribbean there, so close to us, right? Because I'm independent, especially when you're doing this right during my Independence Day celebration, in the middle of independence, no. You talk about that going back to the colonizers, see, something is wrong with that in my psyche. I might as well join these other people who claim we ain't independent. And they crazy. But finish treatment, because I got to go to the college because all the lines lit up.
Police Commissioner Clayton Fernandez said during a press conference on Monday that officials had reached out to law enforcement in the United States and the United Kingdom. However, the Tribune understands only assistance from the UK has been formally requested.
See, I want to know if people be paying attention at all. Especially when people are writing talks about, especially the person who gets shot in the States. Every minute he tagging the FBI website and whatever it is, we know that we supposed to have FBI presence inside the Bahamas, walking up and down. So they say. So they say, right? The U.S. Embassy right there, you could call, you know, 30 minutes away. 30 minutes away, they have FBIs, right? But we're going all the way across the pond. I don't even know how big this pond is, but the pond big. That's what it is, right?
It's huge.
We have relations with the United States. We have relations. They just give us things all the time. We tight with them. We tight with them. That's our boys.
If you're using this analogy, the U.S. is your boys, but U.K. is your cousin.
The colonizers?
Yeah.
I know why free. I know why we free. See, the implication of being free, and especially during July, especially during the time, don't do it.
You know,
the pride.
You say the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? So what is the friend of your enemy to you?
One of these agencies. One of these agencies. We got to go to the call. No, Aaron. We have to. One of these agencies has intel to tell you where Quacko Street is. I know if you know where Quacko Street is, right? But one of the agencies who will be talking back and forth could zoom in and say, this is Quacko Street. This is where Babay them live. I didn't know he ain't playing across the pond. Hand across the people across the pond. So when they come in here to do investigation, they can say, okay, police officers, I know you're all trying to be independent, but I know where your boy them live because I drive through that the other day. I'm not sure the people across the pond can drive anywhere, right?
They could need someone to escort them. But they drive on the left. Your friends from over there, they drive on the right. You see how closely...
I want you to stick a pin in it because I've been talking for a while and I want the callers to engage us. And let me go right back to some of that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go to the first caller, producer. Okay, you press the button, Aaron. Go ahead, caller. Sorry for talking. I there's so much things I want to analyze and I so much things I want Aaron to read, but I come to you now. Go ahead. You on there? The caller in there, Aaron.
You missed a caller? 2, 3. Sorry about that.
No, press up, then go down. Can you hear me there, caller? I can hear you loud and clear. Kind of echoing, but I can hear you.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, Ms. Green, you could answer the question what I have after I give Mr. Neary the question and ask him something, please.
Okay.
What I want to find out from you, Ms. Green, you think it's unfair for the tourists from Chicago to mention, or some people say mix up, what's going on with the corruption investigation with the officer, with her missing child. But some people say they think they can kind of understand why a parent would say what they say, but maybe you will tell us why you could understand or not. Mr. Neary,
go ahead.
The part where you mentioned about the commissioner saying one person would not just be doing the probe or investigation, it make me think also it ain't one person what could just deal with corruption. So when we say something like we wish the commissioner resign or move away from the table while the investigation going on, we really want him to be investigated also as the leader of the organization, not putting nothing on him, but because he's the leader, the buck stop and start with him. So we feel like just like how one person can do an investigation, you need a couple of people. One person wasn't just dealing with corruption. Mr. Neary, my question really to you is that what will it take for you to agree for some foreign entity, armed enforcement or police officers from the United States or England, come over here.
I want Caribbean.
Take over the police force and clean the police, try to clean up the police force. I talk about like 1 6 months or one year, move the commissioner and his deputy.
No. I ain't going that far.
No?
No.
Okay, because we don't agree for the deputy.
Our commissioner is an honorable man, and there's never been any challenge on our commissioner, so there's no need to have foreign colonizers come and say they clean out our mess.
So I mean, we can have behemoths working along with the people like John Sawyer and Carolina Bethel. They could be around the table to do investigation. We expect good things from them.
I thought our prime minister would ask them.
The investigation, the head man, him and his deputy, no to that. They can't investigate themselves. What do you expect to come out of that? That don't make no sense.
Thank you very much, Papa. Let me respond to you there.
I thought that our prime minister would have reached out to our attorney general, who is the last in terms of our police enforcement, law enforcement, the attorney general, and that the attorney general would have commissioned a team, a local entity, right? Because I have all confidence in the attorney general, right? And he would have investigated, point down, apply, get some former judges and magistrates, whoever it is, and say, we interrogating that. And if you want now bring in a foreign entity, right, to make sure that Bohemian unit, independent of the police force, is following police procedures. I can understand that. But I can't let no colonizer come and tell me what to do in my own country, and I know they struggle in their own country. What made them superior to us? Something wrong with that. Let's go to the next caller there. Press the button there, Aaron. Go ahead, caller. You didn't answer. I was didn't answer, but okay, go ahead. I'll let him answer. Go ahead. Make it quick, though. Go ahead.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I want you to I want to say something to Neary, right? But
okay.
Required, I want you to less antagonize that word. Neary. Hello, Neary.
I'm here. Go ahead, man.
You speaking as if as though we experience all the justness and the honesty as us as a Bahamian. Us as Bahamian. That we experience all the honesty and, you know, integrity in this country from most of them that's in authority. You got to stop. Thank you. You can
just because you corrupt, you trying to make me corrupt. I ain't corrupt, Bremen. You come from the inner city and can do and drop your integrity, but not Neary. Not this Neary.
Bremen, I can throw a blow for you.
No, man. The audacity. That's because he corrupt.
Mr. Neary.
Hey.
That is not what Bremen.
That's what he suggested. No. I believe Bahamians are decent people. If he believes the Bahamians he know ain't decent, that's him. I believe we competent, and I believe we just. I believe we is the most just nation in all of the world.
Okay, so
over any colonizer.
So watch this. I agree with you as well.
No, then full stop. Let's move on.
You know what the issue is?
No, I know the issue.
The issue is it's not about people. It's about systems. Systems are overwhelming.
You believe our system is not working?
You mean the Westminster system?
Was working in the UK?
Hold on. The Westminster system works in the UK.
Yeah.
What they're trying to implement here is the Westminster system, and it does not work.
That's the people.
No, that's the people in the House of Assembly who don't even know how the system that they operate under is operated. But the point I'm making is that systems are overwhelming, and even the most decent people can be overwhelmed within
I'm not sure what
system.
You're trying to talk about my attorney general and the judges.
I didn't even call their names.
You sound like you're calling their
name. I
didn't
even say that.
I was concerned.
Those are not words that
these are decent
my
people.
What
they
I'm
can do
saying
this.
To you is
I don't like what you said.
This is whose system is it?
This is the Westminster system.
And whose system is that?
It's our system.
No, it's the colonizer system.
No, man,
the Westminster system belonged to them people in the house who sell hot dog and have swearing-in ceremonies
but no,
in church and
I don't
funeral.
Want to interrupt you, but something I promised Papa, he wanted to know if the lobbying of the people's family to make sure that tension is still shining on their lost loved one, and whatever manipulation they do, is that just? That's what
no,
he
that's
said.
Not what he said at all.
What he's not saying.
That's not what he said.
Okay, let me word it this way. If your loved one was lost inside whatever country, and it seems as if people there is forgotten about it, would you do whatever in your power to make sure it stayed in the front line?
That's not what he said.
I'm asking you that now.
But that ain't what he asked
me. But I asked you that now.
The only thing I can...
I still want to ask, would you do whatever in your power to make sure it stayed in the front line? That's what I'm asking.
I'm not answering that question.
Oh, here's you want to beat that question?
Here's what I will
you
answer.
You let her dead.
Here's what I would like to answer, though.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
That it is understandable that parents in grief are overwhelmed. It's understandable that parents that have to travel to another country, to an entirely different judicial and legal system, can become overwhelmed. Is it unfair that the two cases separate have been misconstrued as one by the family, who we can consider desperate? Yes. Does the state have a part to play? Perhaps if they were clearer with their statements and published information in real time, they could have gotten ahead of that and it would never have happened.
And Aaron, I would say this. Mm-hmm. If my loved one was lost inside the United States, and it looks to me and I'm not satisfied with what's happening there, I can manipulate any system to keep it in the front line. That's just me. You could ignore it and cause your loved one be missing and no one find it, but I could use it.
I don't even think it's a strategy.
It's a strategy
they
use it.
No, I think it's unfortunate.
Is a strategy working?
But I don't think it's...
We have a 16-year-old boy missing and the cops saying we don't think he's missing. We believe he gone with somebody. And that's my words.
How old is he?
He's 17 now. He just turned 17.
Okay, so until he's 18. See, when he's 18 and above, then you could try and, hold on, run that tape past me. Hold on. Then you could attempt... You could attempt to convince me
even
that
if you have CCTV?
Hold on, that you are absolved. You could attempt to convince me that you are absolved of your responsibility of finding this young man and ensuring that he is safe.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hear you. My point is, we have a case where the CCTV insurance, you see him there, he goes into the car willingly. That's absolving my point.
Don't worry, those people.
That's my point.
Those people just watch the camera. They don't conduct investigations.
Let's go back to the callers there.
They just watch the camera. They don't conduct investigations.
Right, Pastor Collins, go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello, Mr. Neary.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate you being facetious, right? But let's think of Aaron. You have a let's see anyway, heard the song License to Kill. Let's think about the death of people in the police custody. And firstly, and secondly, trust is earned. You just don't get it. Now, I have some friends in the police force who I respect highly, people like Goodman, who they speak about, Chung, and these people. But what I'm saying is, right, they must put mechanisms in place to safeguard the interaction with the police. Turning off a camera should be illegal, and that's the only way. See, we need solutions to curb corruption, and we're not seeing anything being done. We're just hearing rhetoric. That's what we're hearing.
Thank you very much. Let's read this text and go to the caller there, Aaron. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Neary, it grieves my heart to admit that I prefer being reviewed by the colonizer at this point. There is too much corruption at home, and as far as I'm concerned, that U.S. Embassy / fortress is way too big. I think that U.S. Fortress is on East Hill Street because our police headquarters is on East Hill Street. They can listen. That's just me being
I really upset that they gentrified Bay Street in such a way. But you know what else they gentrifying? If y'all go to page 10 of today's Guardian, y'all see a public notice from Ministry of Works and Family Island Affairs where they have, they identify Beach Drive. Remember they changed the sign? And parentheses, they have African Liberation Way. Listen, the ancestors are not pleased that y'all would take land that was designated for freed slaves and then turn it into Palm Beach Drive so you could gentrify it and make money
take
off of it.
Take a picture of that. We can talk about that. So this text says, we have no faith in the head of the police force. We have not now yet what is his package was. We have no clue what the club's package is. And also, it's best Scotland Yard deal with it. Okay, something like that. Anyway, also, you're ready to run out of town. Go ahead.
Don't cuss a road worker. Send a letter to your MP, or better yet, Joe Beth Colby, and ask her how come the sign department makes 3,000 signs a year, but none of them seem to be detour signs.
Sorry, callers. We got to go. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.